Meanwhile, Jacinda Ardern has detailed how she and Labor plan to investigate the sexual assault allegations that have rocked the party. The Prime Minister outlined a short time ago what would happen with the review being conducted by QC Maria Dew.
Terms of reference have been agreed alongside the complainants. The terms of reference will not be released because complainants have asked that they not be. As well as the respondent. That process will be a place where those who have come forward to the party can be heard, and that includes all of the issues that they have raised. Maria Dew QC has indicated that she does not believe that her process is the place to take a look at what the Labor Party did with the complaints when they received, nor the handling of them. That is fair. She wants to be focused on hearing the substance, not whether Labor behaved appropriately. So she will rightly focus solely on the complainants and their complaints. Therefore, the second action that has been taken. The Labor Party's lawyers, Kentington Swan, had nearly completed a piece of work on whether the Labor Party behaved appropriately in the handling of the complaints. They will now hand that report over to an independent third-party reviewer, who will establish a statement of facts around the party process and what complaints were received. This will be based on documents rather than testimony or interviews to avoid complainants having to engage in multiple processes.
Jacinda Ardern also says an experienced victims advocate will be appointed to work with the party to ensure a similar incident doesn't happen again. The Labor leader also says that she will meet with the complainants and is working with two survivor advocates who are in the process of making contact with them.